This is Gary Butterfield.
And this is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast, Plant Week.
Yep, the Greenhouse of Terror.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, so this is another one of those entries like the slimes, where it's like an anthology, it's an omnibus.
Yeah, it's a compilation.
Yeah.
It's a high school literary magazine of terror.
And it's all written in second person.
Yep. Exactly, because it's deep. Sometimes I go through the halls and I see all these people with masks in the great masquerade ball, pretending to be real, but I know the difference.
What's in your locker? Is that where you keep you?
Yeah. Exactly. Going home and having another dinner. Oh, mashed potatoes again. How bland and typical. How suburban. Would it kill us, Mom, to have some pad thai?
I can't wait to New York.
These are good, good things. They're all pretty much traps.
Yes.
But I like these guys.
Yes. So dangerous plants weirdly end up being more interesting than the intelligent plants. So we should probably get started.
Yes.
The choke creeper. It's this is like the most basic of them. It's like some vines that reach out and grab. Name. What's that?
I wish I had a different name.
Yeah.
Choke creeper doesn't sound cool to me.
Yeah. Sounds like
it's two verbs, which I don't like. I don't like verber.
Yeah.
You know, like the run sprinter.
Mm.
Like it sounds like, the guy who was Mike Tyson's promoter.
Oh, Don King?
Yeah, it sounds like Don King speak.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, also, Don King, two honorifics.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Like, well, okay, Prince Dentist. Like, what is
that's
like,
what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah. Like, I don't like that either. Like, this is pretty crappy. And it's just a vine. Like, what if there was a vine? Fuck it. Move on. The man trap, though, this I can get down with.
Yeah.
So it's just a giant Venus flytrap, but mm-hmm. Venus flytraps are great and scary.
Yeah. Like, anybody who's really seen Jumanji can know. Yeah.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
Nothing can break it? Excuse me?
Well, I mean, otherwise it's just a flower, you know?
Well, yeah, but I mean, usually there's mechanics in place to make things tough. Like, yeah. I mean, once you get inside, just nothing can do anything about this.
Well, you shouldn't have fucked up that much.
It's just your friend like comes forward and it's like, oh, I have a Vorpal sword +5 and I'm inside this man trap. Can I use this legendary blade that cuts through anything to cut through?
No,
you got man trapped.
Maybe take some responsibility for your fucking life for once.
Yeah. This is the guidance counselor of plants. Like this teaches you lessons through action. This is practical education.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the man trap is the just fury that it imposes by its perfume. It puts out this scent that if you don't pass your saving throw will make you obsess about it and run toward it for 24 hours.
And it doesn't make you think it's like a succubus or anything. It doesn't.
Right.
There's no illusion. It just like it's like, man, that I got what's inside there. What's inside that plant? God, I know. You know, it's like the Monty Hall like problem. Like get like three man traps, and then like one of them might have something good in it.
Yeah.
So pretty cool. And then you can harvest its ichor to make filters of love, because I haven't thought about love potions and fantasy things from a modern lens in a long time. But that's pretty gross. Like it's actually extremely bad.
Yeah, it's morally questionable.
Yeah, the morally questionable potion.
Yeah,
aka
the wretch plant, also known as the stink palm.
This is good. where it is just, and this feels very real to me.
Yeah,
like couldn't this happen?
I mean, just make it a durian. Do durians grow on trees? Yeah,
they have to, right? I mean, I don't know. It's like they give birth from like a. You know, some kind of animal or something.
I'm thinking as opposed to a bush or a vine or something like that.
No, that's not what I meant. I wasn't questioning you. I was just honestly asking.
Yeah.
It was just like, I think so. So it's pretty much durians, but like, or like those plants that people actually do keep in their yards that just smell like old cum.
Oh, yeah, the ginkgo. Yeah, the ginkgo plants, right?
Yeah. Those are around, man. Like,
those grow into massive trees and become part of the urban landscape. My neighborhood south of UC's campus is covered with those things. So you'd step out in the middle of a Cincinnati summer. It's like walking, the humidity is like walking face first into an armpit, and everything smells like just a neglected jizz pail. It's awful.
It's like walking into a jizz sock.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I drape this jizz sock over my space heater, and I'm going to shrink myself down and walk into it. And people just do that on purpose.
Yeah. Oh.
What are you doing? Humanity, hunt these things to extinction.
Yeah.
Gross. You know, I really, really gross plants. And this is those. So there's probably people in Faerun or whatever who do the same bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, like, where do you think Fantasy Ipecac comes from?
That's probably true. It can be harvested for a potion of, you know, potion of magnesia kind of thing. Pretty gross. And but it also makes you attractant to carnivores.
Yep.
So it's like a boomerang here. You know, like you could use these as a weapon. If you catch one, you lay a net down, you could toss them at your foes and be like, here, motherfucker, like, get jackaled.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, here comes an antlion. Sorry, yeah. I wanted to do another source reference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like the wretch plant.
Yeah. The next two aren't that great. They're just different versions of trap plants.
Well, it seems like that until... So the snapper saw is that, 100%. Right. It just has good berries, and it traps you. Mm. The thorn slinger can't... Did you notice that because they sent out so many thorns, they can't miss?
So, no. Like,
this thing's crazy. Where is the... since a large number of thorns are shot on a spread pattern and intended targets, being hit by one of the thorns is automatic. Damage from the thorns is 2d4 to any creature within 30 feet per round.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you fucking kidding me? This is the most deadly thing in this book. This is like a Terescu, like, level threat.
Yeah, this is a Terescu that might be growing in your backyard and you don't know about it.
Yeah, you can't miss. Like, you buy some property and it's like, oh, you know, there's just more woods back there. There's no need to check it out. And then you just walk back there and, like, you just have a backyard full of kid skeletons because they wandered to go play in the woods. Like,
yeah, this thing has never been torn down. It's been there since the beginning of time, since the magma cooled and the loamy soil took place.
Like, we have to get like a you know, it's, well, we got a phalanx, we got a shield wall to try to approach this, but it doesn't seem to matter. Right, the thorns get in between the cracks and, like, have slaughtered the armies of fucking Greyhawk continent wide. Like, this thing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You should never make something not be able to miss. That is, that seems like that should have been in the style guide for the monstrous manual.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was about to say, oh, that should have been tested out. No,
yeah.
Nothing has ever been tested. Come on.
No, this book that, you know, if it was based on like desire and usability, there would not be a water version of everything. And that's fucking obvious from the water thorn slinger that comes next.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.